A proposal to build a condo complex on Charles Street in Port Moody is back. But it's smaller than a previous plan. Tuesday, June 3, the city's Land Use Committee will get a look at an application by Vancouver-based developer Porthomes for zoning bylaw amendments to build a six-story condo complex with 110 units on three properties currently zoned for single-family homes. An earlier iteration of the project that was considered by council in 2020 featured 202 units in two buildings, one 5 stories at the front of the property and a second 8-story structure stepped up the hillside. But with the area designated in Port Moody's official community plan for a maximum 6 stories, the proposal's higher density than allowed by the OCP triggered a further requirement for an affordable housing component. Port's Director of Development, Craig Marciniuk, said at the time the company could work with BC Housing to reduce the price of several units in exchange for a deferment of approximately $300,000 in city fees. But council expressed reluctance. The latest proposal is comprised of 74 one-bedroom units, 25 with 2 bedrooms and 11 three-bedroom homes, which meets Port Moody's policy encouraging family-friendly units, according to a staff report. But several challenges remain with the project's location, which is on a slope right above a tunnel for the Evergreen SkyTrain line. The property also includes a protected wetland. In its previous application, Port said it had done extensive testing of the soil above the tunnel and it would work with geotechnical engineers from TransLink to ensure the building's construction would have no impact on the tunnel, which was plagued by the development several sinkholes when it was built. The staff report said the city has also requested a third-party review Port's plan to protect the wetland. As well, said senior development planner Beeta Jamalpour, the city would also like to see the company boost the number of adaptable units from its current 52% to 100% so the project will meet new standards for adaptable housing that come into effect in March 2025. As the project progresses, continued attention to environmental presentation and community integration will be imperative, said Jamalpour, adding further refinements to the proposal should be expected.